Previously on Algoa FM.
Trouble is looming in the motor industry. The second round of wage talks resumes this week, and employers have tabled multi-year inflation-based increases for hundreds of thousands of workers. Business Day reports that the employers include the Fuel Retailers Association and the Retail Motor Industry Organization, both part of the Motor Industry's Bargaining Council. About a third of the workers belong to NUMSA, which is holding out for a 10% wage increase against inflation at 3%, along with medical aid, night shift allowances, transport allowances, and a closing of the wage gap. NUMSA spokesperson Pakamile Chlube Majola says an inflation-based increase is unrealistic because the union's members simply cannot afford to survive on it. Major coal producer Exxaro Resources has parted company with its former head of coal operations, Kgabi Masia. Masia was suspended in November last year. The parties have signed a mutual separation agreement with effect from the 24th of last month. News 24 reports that the allegations of climbing coal costs and an alarming incidence of coal theft were among the issues leading to Masia's suspension. Not clear at this stage if his departure is linked to the resignation of Exxaro's former CEO, Nombasa Tsengwa, who quit in February of this year. And that departure followed a probe into allegations of governance and workplace misconduct. Tsengwa referred to the probe as a witch hunt. Turning to the markets, the JSE closed last evening slightly down, the All Share 0.3% adrift, the Top 40 down 0.2%. No London, closed for a holiday. In the US, the Ford Motor Company warned that it would take a hit of at least $1.5 billion this year because of the Trump tariffs. And Mattel, maker of the Barbie doll, said it would have to increase the prices of some of its toys in the US, also as a result of the tariffs. Stocks sold off accordingly. The Dow is down 0.2%, the S&P 500 down 0.6%, the Nasdaq down 0.7%. In East Asia, Tokyo is still closed for another holiday. Hong Kong up 0.7%, Sydney is flat. The US dollar sits at 1.13 to the euro. The rand continues to firm, 18.28 to the dollar, 20.68 to the euro, 24.30 to sterling. Gold at 3,357, platinum 975, Bitcoin just under 94,600. Brent crude oil back up to just over $61 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.